Shalom uvracha to all. This week's sedra is Parshas Bo. And in Parshas Bo, we finally read of Gulat Mitzrayim. After 210 years in Egypt, through a series of providential events, beginning with the sale of Yosef, way back in Bereishis Perek Lamed Zayin, the Bnei Yisrael are about to go free. I quote from the great Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks, Zichrono Livracha, in his Covenant and Conversation to the Book of Exodus. It was a moment for which they had been waiting for more than 200 years. The Israelite slaves in Egypt were about to go free. 10 plagues had struck the country. The people were the first to understand. Pharaoh was the last. God was on the side of freedom and human dignity. You cannot build a nation, however strong your police and your army, by enslaving some for the benefit of others. History will ultimately turn against you, as it has against every tyranny. Against every tyranny known to mankind. And finally, the time of freedom has come. The Israelites are on the brink of their release. Moshe, their leader, gathered them together and prepared to address them. What does he speak about at this fateful juncture? What does he speak about? What is his address at the moment that the nation is about to be born? Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks points out that the theme of Moshe's address to the nation is about children, the future, and the duty to pass on memory from generation to generation. Three times in Parshas Bo, says Rabbi Sacks, he turns to the same theme. In Perak Yud Beis, chapter 12, Psukim Chof Vav through Chof Zayin, Vahayu, Ki Amru Elechem B'necha, Mahavoda Zostachem, he says to the about to be freed Israelites, it will be when your children will say to you, what is this work to you? Vamartam, and you shall say, Zavach Pasach, Hu Hashem, it is a Paschal sacrifice to God, that Hashem skipped over the houses of the B'nai Yisrael in Egypt when he smote the Egyptians, and our houses he sealed, and our houses he saved. Vayukoram, and the nation rejoiced, they bowed, they gave thanks, and they bowed down before God. What does he speak about? Ki yamru elechem b'nechem, ma havoda zosachem. It will come when your children will ask you, what is this work? And then we move to Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Ches, and Moshe says to the people, v'gatot hova bincha b'yamahu lemur, and you should tell your son on that day, saying, b'avor zas Hashem li b'tzeisi Mitzrayim, because of this, Hashem did for me when I left Egypt. And then Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Gedalet, it will be when your son will ask you tomorrow, saying, what is this? And you should answer your son, you should say, in a strong hand, with a strong hand, God took us out from Egypt, from the hand of slavery. About to gain their freedom, says Rabbi Sacks, the Israelites were told that they had to become a nation of educators. When your son will ask you, when your son will say to you, and you shall answer him and you shall say. This is what made Moses not just a great leader, but a unique leader. What the Torah is teaching is that freedom is won, but it is not won on the battlefield. And freedom is not won in the political arena. It is not won in courts, national or international. Freedom is won in the human mind and in the human will. To defend a country, you might need an army, but to defend a free society, you need schools, you need families, an education system where ideals are passed from one generation to the next, and where ideals are not lost or despaired of or obscured. There has never been a more profound understanding of freedom. It is not difficult, Moses was saying, to gain liberty, but to sustain liberty, to sustain and to build a free society is the work of hundreds of generations, work of 100 generations. If you forget this, you shall lose it. Freedom, says Rabbi Sacks, needs three institutions: one, parenthood; two, education; and three, memory. If we are to sustain freedom over 100 generations, then we need to ensure the survival of three institutions. One is parenthood, two is education, and three is memory. You must tell your children about slavery. You must tell your children about slavery and the long journey to liberation. They must annually taste the bread of affliction, the matzah, and the bitter herbs of slave labor. They must know what oppression feels like if they are to fight against it at every age. So Jews became the people whose passion was education, whose citadels were schools, and whose heroes were their teachers. At the moment of freedom, Moshe could choose to pass along any message imaginable to Am Yisrael, to a nation about to be born, an eternal nation that will not dissipate into the mist of history like so many nations before and after us. And what does Moshe remind us? Your children will ask you. Your children will say to you, you must answer, enlighten, and elucidate, and inform them if you want the freedom of Am Yisrael, spiritual freedom, to survive. Rabbi Sacks says this idea, fateful in its implication, was first articulated by Moses in this parasha, Parsha's Bo, in his words to the assembled Israelites. He was telling them that freedom is more than a moment of political triumph. Freedom does not mean simply throwing off the yoke of the oppressive regime under which one may live. Freedom is more than a fleeting moment of political triumph. Freedom is, quote, a constant endeavor. Freedom takes place throughout the ages. Through freedom, to uphold freedom, we teach those who come after us about the battles that our ancestors fought. And why? So that my freedom is never sacrificed to yours, and my freedom is never purchased at the cost of someone else's. And that is why to this day on Pesach, says Rabbi Sacks, we eat matzah, the unleavened bread of affliction. And that is why we taste maror. That also is in this week's parasha, by the way, in Perek Beis, when it discusses the Korban Pesach. How should you eat the Korban Pesach? Perek Beis Pesachas, the Achu as a Basar Balayla Hazeh. You should eat the flesh on that night, the meat of the Korban Pesach. Tzli Eish, roasted over fire, umatzos on the Rorim Yochluhu. With matzah and a maror, with the unleavened bread and with the bitter herbs, you shall eat it. That is why to this day on Passover we eat matzah, the unleavened bread of affliction, says Rabbi Sacks. And we taste maror, the bitter herbs of slavery, to remember the sharp taste of affliction. And so we should never be tempted to afflict others. The oldest and most tragic phenomenon in history, says Rabbi Sacks, is that empires, which once bestrode the narrow world like a colossus, eventually decline and disappear. Throughout history, every great empire and the history of the world, which at one point was mighty and strong, just like pharaonic Egypt, eventually declines and eventually disappears. Ancient Rome, ancient Greece, the Byzantium, the Crusaders, Spain in the height of the Middle Ages, where are they? Oh, they have come and they have gone. They eventually decline and they disappear. Freedom becomes individualism. Individualism becomes chaos. Chaos becomes a search for order. And the search for order becomes a new tyranny, imposing its will by the use of force. This is not the Jewish definition of freedom. But thanks to Torah, Jews never forgot is that freedom is a never-ending effort of education in which parents, teachers, homes, and schools are all partners in the dialogue between the generations. Like Moshe Rabbeinu says at the end of his life, Sha'al avicha v'yagadcha zekeinecha v'yamudach. Sha'al avicha, ask the past, ask your father, and he will tell you. Ask your elders, and they will say to you. But as a zakein zesha kanachachma, it is a parent, a biological parent, and it is a teacher, our elders. Thanks to Torah, Jews never forgot that freedom is a never-ending effort of education. It's never-ending. Every person, as long as they live, has an obligation to pass the Mesorah, the beauty of Torah mitzvos, the enlightenment of Torah, onto somebody else, be it their biological children, their spiritual children, those who come under their influence, those who we impact. Both through word and deed, we teach. And it is a lifelong calling. And it goes from generation to generation. Jews never forgot, says Rabbi Sacks, that freedom is a never-ending effort of education, which parents and teachers, homes and schools, are all partners in the dialogue between the generations. Learning Talmud Torah is the very foundation of Judaism. Talmud Torah, Limud Torah, Lelamed Torah, is the guardian of our heritage and our hope. And that is why when tradition conferred on Moshe the greatest honor, how does he end this essay? And again, given the time constraint of the shir, I'm only quoting excerpts of the essay, the main points. But what do we call Moshe? You know, I always say, not always, that's the wrong word, I often say, the biblical personalities have different last names. Adam is Harishon. Avram is Avinu. Yosef is Hatzadik. Sari is Imenu. Aaron is a Kohen. Bilam is a Rasha. That is why when tradition conferred on Moses the greatest honor, it did not call him our hero. It did not call him our prophet. and it did not even call him our king. It called him simply our rabbi, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe our teacher. For it is in the arena of education that the battle for the good society is lost or won. What speech does Moshe make? What words of wisdom does he impart to the Israelites who are about to go free? Chapter 12, verses 26-27. In the future, your children will ask you questions and you must educate them about this holiday, about this freedom, about our slavery, about our past, about the generations who came before and the generations who will come after. Chapter 13, verse 8. Make sure to tell your children on that day. Chapter 13, verse 14. Freedom needs three institutions: parenthood, education, and memory. So Jews became people whose passion was education, whose citadels were schools, and whose heroes were our teacher. And that is why the greatest prophet to have ever lived is known simply as Moshe. For being on the cusp of freedom, Moshe says, remember this lesson forever, and you will ensure your freedom and the continuity of Klal Yisrael forever. Abiyas Kol Tzedek and the ultimate redemption. I wish everybody a wonderful day. Kol Tov, Shabbat Shalom. And may we only share Besoros Tovos. Thank you to all.